Welcome to another episode of Why Not You with your host, Derek Wells, where we talk with leaders and entrepreneurs who are doing what they love to do. They'll share insights into overcoming adversity, the systems they use, along with the power of personal growth, faith, and much more. Our goal is to empower you with personal growth, faith, and a plan for ultimate success. Now, here's Derek with another life-changing story.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Why Not You. This is your host, D. Wells, and I'm excited about today's episode. I have my friend, Mr. Jeff Williamson, who is the CEO of Coastal Leadership, and he's a new author. He wrote his first book called Still Marinating, and we're just going to dive into that and personal growth, leadership, and just the power of perseverance. So I'm glad you guys are here. Tune in, get those notepads and pens ready, y'all. Let's go. So, man, let's get this puppy started. Ladies and gentlemen, man, I got Mr. Jeff Williamson on the set with me today.
Hello.
CEO of Coastal Leadership and a new author, Still Marinating.
That's right.
Man, thanks for joining me today, man. Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Hey, man, before we get it kicked off, man, I like to start off with a quote. Found a couple. Man, one of them just made me think about you and just kind of the amount of time that it's probably actually taking you just to write. But this one's by John McPhee. In short, you may actually be writing only 2 or 3 hours a day, but your mind, in one way or another, is working on it 24 hours a day.
100%.
I'm like, man, I wonder what Jeff went through just to write this book and like how it's always like on your mind, right? And
I was like, yeah.
Wow.
And then another one. This is from none other than John Maxwell. You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. I was like, man. Immediately, I just kind of thought about action, right?
That's right. that first one especially resonates. I carry around a leather notebook that it took me a while to figure this out because you get that idea at 2-3 in the morning and you're like, oh, junk, I forgot what it was, you know, later on that day. So I start writing things down and my wife loves it. You know, it's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm writing down an idea. It's 3 in the morning. I know, but this is gold. I got to write this down, right? And I think, you know, in a lot of things we do too, but my mind does not stop when I was, you know, really digging into content and things I wanted to put apart, you know, be part of that book. And that resonates strong.
Yeah. So something about writing. So yeah, I end up getting me a little notebook as well. And
nice.
I just take it to work with me also, kind of keep it in my pocket. So if I have a thought or something, man, I'm just jotting it down. And so that's key right there. Because like you said, if you don't capture those thoughts, man, they're gone. They're gone.
That's right. I mean, I'm not getting any younger. I'm 47. Right. So, you know, I'm not as sharp and quick as I used to be. So yeah. I gotta write these things down.
So, man, we met at John Maxwell. And I know.
That's right.
I think that was March of this year, actually, 2023.
Yep.
And so, I mean, now you're in leadership, you're in coaching, you got your coaching business. What actually inspired you to go in that direction?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things that, you know, even when my first job at McDonald's, I was a trainer there. It's always kind of been in my heart, been, you know, to try to get somebody to level up and to try, you know, and to be more efficient and to get that value out of it. So if it meant to say, hey, maybe put the fries in the fry cook this way, or maybe, you know, get your cash register, you know, set it up this way so you can see more success. And I've always sought joy in being part of when someone has that aha moment. So, you know, through a lot of, you know, just life events and things like that, I had the opportunity and was blessed to be part of the Maxwell team, to be part of, you know, the multipliers, Liz Wiseman coaching team there too. And just a lot of opportunities in coaching. And it just, I feel that, you know, God put that on my heart to try to love and people well, to serve them well, and just to learn well through these people. And that's, in fact, what I have on the back of my book. You know, that's like my you know, personal mission statement. So it's just that's just been what I've always, you know, felt like I've been wired to do. And so it just seemed like a natural, you know, next step.
Right. So, man, how'd you come up with that name, Coastal? I was like,
so
coast yeah, to coast, baby, coast to coast.
Well, I mean, I live at the beach. So, yeah. Coastal Carolina is a local school around here too. And so I live in Conway, South Carolina. And so it's, you know, Coastal is like, you know, not to say to steal it from them kind of thing, but
yeah,
it's just super widely known. So it's, you know, it could be Coastal Cleaners, could be Coastal, you know, dentistry. I mean, so I went with Coastal, but I have a passion for the beach and it just brings me great joy. So, just kind of stuck.
And so I know like everybody kind of has like that place where they actually go to and where they just find peace and they could just meditate and just kind of think clearly. Is that one of the places that you actually go to?
Oh yeah. I love the beach. And it's funny too, cause like most of my life I lived up north and where there's snow and cold and all these kind of things. And that's why we're, you know, shirts like this too. It's even though it's I think 40 degrees out right now, which is cold for us, I'm still going to be, you know, rocking some, you know, fun, you know, polo here. I'm going to just be mentally charged and say, you know what, that's okay. I'm still mentally warm, but, you know, it's that the beach for sure is just an awesome place. And, what I'm reading too, and there's background noise and, you know, the dogs are barking and TV's on in the other room. I'll even have, and I don't want to say it cause it's right here, but the Alexa, the little, hockey pucks that we all have in our offices and stuff, I'll tell it to play Ocean Waves and it'll just play Ocean Waves and I'm reading and everything is good. And so, yeah.
That's funny that you had to spell it out too.
Yeah. 100%. You say it, you'll hear in the background.
Right. So man, just looking back and, you know, just thinking about like where you are now, like what was like your dream job when you were actually growing up?
Well, I mean, you know, I could say, hey, I wanted to be a NBA player or an NFL star and that kind of stuff. I mean, I was born with a basketball in my hand and a football in my other hand and just always enjoyed sports and that sort of thing. But obviously that the likelihood and chance of making that was slim to none. So it was, you know, like I said, even when I was at McDonald's and stuff and worked at Best Buy and all the retail places I worked at, it was just to do something that mattered to, but not through myself necessarily where I'm trying to get all these accolades and things like that. I mean, obviously everyone likes to be appreciated, but it's incredibly rewarding to see people, you know, achieve something, you know, that they just weren't doing before. So,
right.
I knew in some sort of people leadership, you know, world, is kind of what, you know, at least my head was, my aim was. But, if I wasn't going to be called on by the Detroit Lions to play middle linebacker, I figured, you know, maybe I'll try some people leadership. And that's kind of, I guess I'm still waiting for my phone call from them.
That's right.
Probably aged out. So,
is that your team?
Yeah. So I graduated at University of Michigan. So, I know that they've been super popular in the press lately.
Right.
But and then for pro teams here, it's the Lions. Okay. I've been a Lions fan even when they were the first team to go 0-16. That was a rough year, but you still got sport the Honolulu Man. Blue.
0-16. You're talking about perseverance, right? And just making changes.
100%.
So man, how would you compare like your younger self to like to who you are today, your present self?
Well, it's funny because just the irony of wanting to be in people development and try to, you know, have that be what I kind of wanted to do. I still had a self sense though, where I wanted to, you know, still have that title and still have that, some of those, hey, you know, pay attention to me too kind of thing. And I went about a lot of early management and leadership things a bit more self-centric than I probably should have. Uh-huh. Well, not probably. I shouldn't have been. There's no no possibly about it. So it's funny. I've had a lot of coaches and a lot of people that have, you know, even kind of impacted me. But it's you know, just the idea, like the older that we become, the less that we know. And I like that in the sense that it challenges what we think and kind of challenges our mode of operandum. So, you know, I would say that my younger self had some swag. I feel like I got some swag now, but it was probably a bit of arrogance too, where I try to be as humble as I can, because you can't learn a whole lot when you have all the answers. So,
all right. I know, man, just thinking about just looking back, on my younger days, man, it's just, man, the, kind of what you're talking about, like the arrogance, thinking I knew it all.
Yeah.
Didn't have a clue. Right. But at the same time, I don't think I was that person who was to the point where I didn't have any kind of humility either. And I believe that was just because of the people who I was with, or the people that would actually check in on me every while, that hold that accountability, who I respected too. And so, I don't want to let them down. And I think I was kind of like the beneficiary of that, because I didn't let myself down either.
That's right.
So, and it's just amazing though, because that journey, and just, I think if God was just to lay out the roadmap, if we were, you know, when we were younger, saying, you know, this is all the stuff that you're going to have to endure, but this is what you're going to become, you'd be like, no way.
That's right. Well, it's funny, the stuff that, I host and I'm part of and facilitate a college group also at our church. And, you know, it was even brought up yesterday about, you know, how can a God that does these things, you know, how, you know, it's like, why did this stuff happen? Why is this stuff, all these different things? And how do we know what we're doing now, if it's going to make an impact? And, you know, I'm like, well, I don't know all those answers here. I mean, that's not what my job there is to do. It's like, I can just talk through experience, but you know, there's so many different things I've seen in my life where, you know, you go through the junk and you go through the crud and you're like, this is no good. I don't like, you know, being part of this stuff. But then later you're like, you have those, and I call it tricky Jesus. I'm like, man, he always knows better. He's like, and I think man, if you just get out of your own way and listen to what I'm talking about, then things would be a lot better. But so I call it tricky Jesus. But, you know, then I start to say, oh, okay, I see what you did there. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, when I get out of my own way and when we kind of recognize that these things can be, you know, any and all things can be used for his glory, that's when the power really kind of comes in. And, you know, and I was sharing with the folks yesterday, you know, one of them works at a jail, you know, he's got a sharp mind, and you know, and he's like, this is no good. I don't like doing this, but I'm like, your passion and your love for people is being framed based on this experience. And, you know, you're going to use that for his glory and his good. And so it's, we don't recognize, you know, sometimes we're right in the middle of it, but you know, sometimes, you know, you see how sweet it is when you're out on the other side, and you can start to see that, you know, that I was trusted with this here, and now I'm using that for his good.
I know, right? So, I mean, were you raised in the church, or did that just,
well,
later?
I'll say no. We went for Christmas, we went for Easter and that sort of thing. Matter of fact, my girlfriend at the time, now wife, she was going to break up with me if I didn't start going to church. I'm like, well, I mean, I'm so thankful for her boldness and that, you know, she kind of laid it down there for me. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm so, you know, I love just having these conversations and being able to kind of now share, these experiences. 'Cause I mean, through that unchurched, you know, most of my, you know, I guess through almost till I was 20, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, you kind of go through and learn, and it's, you know, that relationship that Jesus, you know, just really radically wants to have with us. So we can kind of use those experiences and those things to, you know, with through application, you know, love on other people here. And that's why I love leadership coaching and things like that. Cause it's so similar to, you know, yeah, just, you know, a lot of the biblical teaching anyway, cause the greatest, you know, leadership book is the Bible. So
yeah, it is, right?
So did you ever think, like, when you were younger, that you would actually be on a worship team?
I mean, you know, short answer, no. I mean, I've always played music, you know, I've always enjoyed doing that kind of stuff. You know, you can tell my voice is a little bit lower. So a lot of the Brandon Lakes and Phil Wickhams, I mean, they sing a little bit higher than Jeff does. So my joke with our worship leader, I'm like, listen, if you ever need a little bit of Johnny Cash in the background here, a little draw in there, son, I got you covered. Yeah. And, you know, so I get backup vocals. Yeah. So that's okay. But
that is funny.
But it's good, man. Yeah.
So, man, how'd you come across John Maxwell, and what made you want to become part of the team?
So, you know, it was just really kind of by happenstance. I mean, I just got bit with this bug where I just wanted to learn more. I wanted to grow as much as I can. And I started doing research. I'm a big researcher. So I was going online, different conferences, different things, different that kind of stuff. Excuse me. And one of my friends actually is a John Maxwell coach also. Mm-hmm. You know, but they're more into the like the training and development of people, you know, through the vocation that she's part of. And so I was kind of chatting with her a little bit, and said, you know, tell me more about this. Tell me. And she said, you know, this is why I did it, but
yeah,
I can see you really exploding into this world and really, you know, enjoying this. You know, it's funny. Sometimes we don't see these things ourselves. Our friends will kind of point it out to you.
I know, right?
You don't see what's right in front of your face.
Yeah.
And she was like, I think you really could benefit from this. So just had the opportunity. I guess it was, I've gone to, three of them. So that first one was August, 2 years ago. And then, met you in March, and then went to August again, and I'm set to go in March this coming up year. But you know, just when I got in there, it was funny too. My plane was late arrival and all these different things, and you know, new guy into this new space, and I'm just kind of like, what are we doing? All this, and so I'm pulling my suitcase in, and I had this special like event that I think they bring the new people into, right? Uh-huh. And I walk in, and all the people that you watch these podcasts on,
yeah,
you know, you got Mark Cole's there, and you're like, and Chris, you know, I'm like, Chris is there. I'm like, all these people are in this room here, and they just stopped, and they just wanted to talk, and they wanted to love on you. And
yeah,
and people that have, you know, I'm sure other and better things to do, I would think in my head, cause they're like these big time people, and their better thing to do is to love on you and to learn from you. And I was like, that was insane. And then I got to see John too, and chat with him, and I just knew this was a space that I needed to be part of, right, to be able to glean from them. You know, you know, the more I then started asking, one of my CEOs that I've worked with, he knows John too. So like just kind of, you know, more research, and it just, it clicked. It was something that, this all made sense. And, you know, it's been real good.
It has. I was actually, on a call, oh man, it was probably a couple months ago, and actually it was Mark Cole, and he was on there, and it was interesting because he started talking about, near the end, he started talking about mentoring people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm gonna give you guys an opportunity to to be mentored by me. And I was like, man, how crazy is that, right, to have the CEO,
yeah,
of the company, you know, just let people know that, you know what, I'm about to make myself available to five people. But at the same time, y'all better bring it.
That's right.
Yep. You know, y'all better bring it. Because he was straight up. He was like, you know, we got ways of identifying like who's on these calls, and who's going into the, you know, who's basically utilizing the resources to, I mean, just kind of lets them know who's serious and who isn't. So just don't be hopping on this call and, you know, throw your name in a hat to, you know, for me to mentor you, because it's not going to work.
That's right.
That, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, they make themselves available like you're talking about, and they just want to help you.
That's all. Like, man, that is huge, man.
And it's, you know, Roddy and Susan, you know, even as I was going through the book and talking about different things here, I mean, they were huge inspirations as to why I even hit send and sent what was in my head out to the publisher.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a friendship that you have with them too. And I mean, I certainly respect, you know, them quite a bit here, everybody, you know, in that team, but, just everyone's been so, awesome. And it's, you know, not to be cliche, but it really is like a family. And, and you know, we're competing, but we're competing with ourselves, and we're encouraging others and holding everybody accountable to level up. So it's good. Right.
And I like that too, because you just said something key, man. And that's, competing.
Mm-hmm.
People look at competitiveness as, I don't know, like you're almost the enemy when it's not even that. And when you really think about it, and you just kind of, I don't know, just flip and change your perspective a little bit on competition, because I already know that, you know, you're going to be able to reach people that I can't reach. I'll reach people that you can't reach, and
that's right,
vice versa. And I mean, it's the same for everybody. So I think when people put those limitations on themselves, all they're doing is really sabotaging what they're truly capable of doing.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and you said it well, it's, you know, kind of joking, but like with Michigan, they got the big game here against Alabama, and a lot of people think competition is one team versus another, one entity against another. Somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. And I think that, you know, obviously I hope Michigan wins, right?
Right.
But it just gets to be where when you cut the TV off or when you leave the stadium, that's that mindset still exists. And I think that's where, you know, we can really, you know, level other people up and kind of start to you know, and that's where that legacy ripple effect comes into play, where you want to win yourself, you want, you know, compete with yourself here, but that's like, you know, through experiences of that we have, and, you know, try to help others grow themselves. So that's, you know, let's see that them win too and celebrate their victories.
For real. So what do you think,
I guess one of your main objectives is just from, you know, being part of the team, what do you want to get from it?
Well, I mean, it's you know, like I said earlier, if I have all the answers in my head kind of thing, and you know, that's where I'll plateau certainly. I know at an earlier age, I felt like I had a lot of the answers.
Uh-huh.
But I love being challenged. I love being encouraged by other people. I love hearing different ways of going about things. So, you know, I want to stay, you know, not use a leadership buzzword, but I want to be as intentional as I can to try to learn as much as I can from other people.
Right.
So I'm just trying to just be a soaking, you know, object of whoever's speaking at the time, I guess.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, man,
to soak it in.
And I just think that it actually helps, man. Just when you think about what you actually learn, not from only like just being associated with the organization like that, but when you start talking with people like one-on-one and you start hearing some of the stories, it just lets you know, man, everybody goes through something at some time,
that's right,
like during their journey to whatever it is that they're accomplishing. And you think about just being able to challenge yourself and then, you know, confront the unknown, right?
That's right.
How have you dealt with that, you know, with Coastal Leadership, and then as you start to transition with writing and writing your book?
Well, I mean, you know, I know there's been a lot of different, the ways this has been brought up, but if I like I said, if I stayed and did what I did and didn't change things and, you know, just kind of lived the life that I had, I mean, you kind of almost start to atrophy a little bit, you know, where there's no growth at all involved. So, you know, we hear often that we have to get comfortable with failing and things like that. And, but there's a difference between failing and quitting. Failing, you know, it's like, you know, you get knocked down in the boxing ring, but you get back up and continue swinging. You know, you realize, okay, I'm going to, you know, not drop my shoulder here. If I go after the opponent here, I'm going to try to, you know, have a little, put both hands up. Right. So I'm going to be a little bit wiser about my approach. Or I'm going to use better footwork or things like that. But there is certainly going to be a takeaway. And if you apply that, then you're going to, you know, not make that same mistake again and continue to grow. But if you quit, then you're done. That's it. And that's, you know, I play tennis with a bunch of fellas here. I should quit tennis because I'm no good. I like the fellowship and I like to get a little bit of burn on the run around.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's, you know, if we go about things that we don't succeed at and recognize that, hey, you know, this is hard or this isn't like what I want to do, you know, I just kind of imagine how much of our technology wouldn't exist. How much, I mean, what did they say? Walt Disney went to, you know, more than 100 different places before he got his first yes.
Yeah. It's
crazy. Edison talked about 10,000 ways to not make a light bulb, you know, just crazy stuff like that. And, you know, with the book, it's, you know, and I'll even to throw a plug in there. It's a parable version of leadership where a lot of times you'll get like the 1 through 5 on things to do this or that sort of thing. I wrote it in such a sense here, like, not to try to say I'm mimicking the Bible, but people learn best through stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wrote stories about different things and try to apply different deals in there. So, but, you know, just by even putting that book together, there were a lot of nights where I'm like, what am I doing? You know, actively failing, you know, it's imposter syndrome, all that kind of thing.
Right.
But, you know, just kept pushing forward and, you know, and it's kind of neat to see that it's already resonated with a few people, but, yeah, just to answer that question, I mean, it's like the difference between failing, and quit, and, we're going to fail. That's okay. But, don't stop.
I know. Right. So when you look back at just writing the book and coming up with the names of your chapter, what do you think was one of the chapters in the book that you probably resonate with the most or probably impacted you the most?
Yeah. I like, you know, there was kind of the conclusion of the book I talked about, and there's a story of this guy, he's out for like a morning walk or that sort of thing. And, you know, as the setting goes, and he sees this young boy and he's, you know, he's taking something and he's throwing it into the water and he's kind of confused. He goes, "What? I'm not sure what he's doing." And so, so the guy approaches the young boy and he sees that, you know, all these starfish got washed up to shore. Right. And, you know, he's just kind of perplexed. And he goes, you know, there were like hundreds, if not thousands of these starfish. And so, but this kid is just kind of one at a time, just throwing them into the ocean one at a time. So the guy says to the kid, "What are you doing? You cannot save all these starfish. There's just too many of them. You're wasting your time." Kid picks one up. "I'm not wasting my time with this one." Throws it in. "Not wasting my time with this one." Throws it in. And I think a lot of times we get overwhelmed. We get, you know, we get.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Why Not You. I just want to thank Jeff for coming on. But this was only part one, you all. Just part one. Part two is coming up next week. But during this period, I want you guys to really think about how can the concept of just improving 1% daily can contribute to long-term personal and professional growth. We can't become what we need if we remain where we are. D. Wells signing off. Till next week, let's go.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Why Not You. Remember, have faith and believe in yourself. God does. Also, subscribe to our channel and go to our website for more free content and life-changing stories at thewhynotyou.com. Until next time.